rockets which reached deep in the heart of Soviet home front. The operation, the engineers, military engineers, we had 120 operations in the last 2 months. In addition to destruction of several artillery and armor tanks, able to launch attacks against the posts of the Saudi Arabia, and even anti-armor operations were also launched. We were able to hit many armor tanks, and these issues were all broadcast live on television. The snipers were able to hit 15 Saudi soldiers, in addition to Sudanese soldiers. In the next few weeks, we will also continue to launch and to give more information concerning the operation. Now we speak more of some detail. The last operation, thank God, we were able to take control of several. We're also able to hit direct casualties for the aggressive forces and all those collaborators of the army. Several of them were killed. That was specifically in the operation from Allah. And the casualties of the aggressors in their vehicles or armors or armies, more than 500 vehicles were either destroyed or confiscated by the Yemeni forces. We're also able to confiscate many other vehicles and armor tanks and armaments and weapons and guns. And these operations continue. It will continue. It was hundreds of thousands to billions, in addition to the economic loss of the enemy, whether in the media or militarily. Our military will continue to be our victory and to deter aggressive forces, and we will continue. It is nonstop. We come now also to the results concerning the aggressive forces in the last 2 months, September and August. The violations of firing of the aggressive forces have been hundreds. Our forces are responding to every single attack or fire that we get from the aggressive forces, and on the other side, we will also respond. Any military response will also be, any military also find a response and retaliation, and we will hit back on every single fire, and especially in areas where we're able to hit the army in areas and get intelligence information. And they were able, have unfortunately been trying to hit civilian target. On the occasion of the October war, the Yemeni forces are proud of their pilots of Air Force who was martyred and who was killed against targets of the Israelis during the October 1973 war. And this is in addition to the many volunteers and the generals that have fought against the Israeli enemy during that war. The Yemeni forces stress that they will continue to work and fight against those who are collaborators against their own people, but we will not fire at those who are running away from the battlefield. And we will also deal with them based on our principles and values of Islam and humane values. And we will also say that we will keep the prisoners in a safe place before, in order not to allow the aggressive force to target them with their shelling. and we will work on a swap or prisoner deal. This is until there is a just prisoner deal and swap, and we will deal with any sort of aggression as if it is an aggression against our own country, in addition to the military attacks against our people. We talk about peace, cannot go aside with the sanctions and the blockade against our own people. This only weakens our people and weakens our land. We salute our patient people, and we salute the enemy. We salute the martyrs, we salute the wounded, we salute all those who are supportive of our military forces. The protests, the popular protests in our streets are a shield of honor for all of us, and there we salute all the tribes and any governmental, anyone who is in authority. We salute anyone who stands with their religions, who stands with their people, who stands with their nation. We salute all those who refuse treason and refuse collaborating with the enemy.
Well, that was a statement made.